The most action-packed content from the top mobile experts. This is the App Masters Podcast with Steve P. Young.
The world's best subscription apps use RevenueCat to power in-app purchases, manage customer data, and grow revenue on iOS, Android, and the web. With RevenueCat, I can easily see my most important metrics. What are those? That's install the trial the paid, and LTV. And now they have a new paywall feature that's going to make it easy for you to build high converting paywalls and, more importantly, A/B tests without needing a new build. Learn more at RevenueCat.com. That, once again, is RevenueCat.com. Notix is an audience re-engagement service based on web and in-app push notifications that work for both desktop and mobile devices. With Notix, website app owners and marketers can share their content and interact with their audiences in a highly engaging channel, while still having the opportunity to monetize both mobile and web subscribers. Learn more by visiting notix.co. That is notix.co. What is up, App Nation? It is Steve P. Young, founder of AppMasters.com, the place you go when you want action-packed content related to helping you grow your app downloads and, more importantly, those revenues. Got to make that money, baby. And today, I'm joined with my app growth lead. He's been along this whole journey. He was my very first app growth hire back in 2021, and we've been working together alongside. We had some good times, some bad times, but he really knows the in and outs of ASO and ASA. So I brought him on to share the stage with me to answer all of your questions and give you guys the updates that are happening in the world of ASO and ASA. So without further ado, let's bring in Yash Gupta. Welcome to the show, Yash.
Happy to be here, Steve. Thank you so much for inviting me.
All right, guys. Look, we have some updates and we're going to share some knowledge as well, but we're really here to answer all your questions. So make sure you put all these questions in here. And Ronnie said, you better have that hat. Unfortunately, I don't, Ronnie, but that would have been good. I can't believe they ran with the one with the hat. What's up, Five Live? Luis, good to see you. Brain Jam. Guys, like, forced me to like remember your names. Nurex, Bavin is here. Adrian, Paul. Is this Paul from the anti-bullying? And then we got Hakuna Matata. Okay, therefore heads will be rolling. Alex is here, and then Ronnie, no hat. Yeah, exactly. All right, Yash, let's kick it off. And I want to bring in some of the updates. So this should be March now, but okay. So I want to bring in some of the updates. Here's what I want to show you guys. You know, one, this is our primary app right now that we launched in November. I want to give you guys an update on how the app's doing. We were able to make close to $1,000 on its first launch. Now, here's how I feel about ASO these days. If you're going to be purely relying on ASO, don't do this. Don't go, if I build it, they will come. I'm going with, if they search for it, if they want it, I will build it. And that's how we built this app. We knew the keywords that existed. There was an opening in those keywords. I had to pivot because that primary keyword, you know, we're in the top 10 for, but we're not top 3. I thought I could be number 1 for that keyword. And so we pivoted, but ultimately we were able to really like get $1,000 quick. And that $1,000 is so critical because not many apps get to that point. And I'll share some data with that too. The other thing I want to highlight is you can see our yearly discount, which is 50% off, is almost about 20% of our revenues, you know, a little bit more than 20% of our revenues. And so I know a lot of people think, hey, discounting, am I, you know, cannibalizing people who would have actually paid the full price? I don't think so. It's the people who said no to your full price, because as you can see, the majority of our revenues are coming from the yearly subscription. Now, lifetime, which we have in our app to run different growth hacks, actually brought in $600. It's $150. So we had four people paying the lifetime offer of $150, which is crazy. I'm shocked, but it's in there and I like it. And so, and then you can see like monthly and weekly, those are my decoy pricing in there and just really not meant for anybody to buy it. And you can see nobody's buying it because it doesn't make sense. Right. All right. Now, the other thing I want to show you, this is the greatest growth hack in the world. And I want to go through this a little bit. There are obviously, if you guys want to work with us, there are things that I'm not sharing in this just to be purely transparent. So, but it should work for most of you if you want to try to do it for free. So here is the greatest growth hack in the world. And I'll go step by step why you should implement this campaign, especially if you're a new app. Okay. So step one, you definitely want your ratings prop after the paywall. It works. Mm-hmm. Step two, do the ASO. Okay. I won't show you how to do it. Watch our videos. Step three, give away a deal. Now, if you're brand new and you have no reviews, like you have under 10, make the lifetime offer for free. That's how I would do it. If you have reviews, let's say 50 plus as an estimate, you can do a price drop. Now, I'll show you guys how to do all that stuff a little bit, but that's what we're going to do. Okay. So let's just assume lifetime offer. We created it. We submit it. Here's the key thing, because a lot of people get confused when you're talking to your developer. It has lifetime offer is a non-consumable in-app purchase, and you need to submit it to Apple for the regular price. I had one developer that we're working with, one client who submitted at zero. It's like, Steve, you wanted to do zero, right? I'm like, look, not when you're submitted to Apple. Submit to Apple as a full price, and then we'll schedule the price drop. All right. So when you're creating the lifetime offer, just know it's a non-consumable in-app purchase, and you need to submit it to Apple at the full price. Then we're going to schedule the price drop. Then we're going to reach out to App Advice or these other platforms, but I'm going to focus on App Advice right now. And then within the scheduling, you can make it, you can essentially, it'll automatically turn back to paid 2 days later. Now, here's what just recently happened for one of our clients. So here's some visuals for review prompts. If you've been following the channel, you guys have seen this, but here's the aggressive way. It's literally the second screen. Genie app, the ChatGPT app, they do it this way. Here's a chill way. Here's what I think is the best approach to is onboarding, paywall, and then the review prompt. Anyway, I have this after the paywall is, I'm assuming since I'm giving the lifetime offer for free, I want people to be like, oh, cool, I got the lifetime offer for free. Let me review the app too. All right? So.
Oh, so just one thing that I'd like to highlight here, Steve, real quick. Yeah. So the most important thing is that why do we have that rating prompt placed just after the paywall? It's because we want users to feel that aha moment that, okay, they have got something for free real quick. And then, boom, we hit them with a review prompt right after that so that they can rate us 5 stars or, you know, yeah, always. We have typically seen that we have always gotten 5 stars.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Love it. Okay, so here's what just recently happened. Now, it is an AI app, so there are costs involved. He was willing to sacrifice some of this to throw this, to make this work. So we did a lifetime offer for free. It's a utility app, and I think utility apps can get more downloads than like sleep or other categories, right? So we did 100,000 downloads just by running this App Advice campaign. The cool thing about App Advice is it propagates to other websites. So other websites pick up this and then cover it as well. So not everything's coming from App Advice. It's coming from all over different websites. If you look at your data, you can figure that out. So we did 106,000 downloads. That's great. Right? As you can see, he's barely making any downloads before we ran this hack. And now he's getting good downloads every day. He got 800 new ratings, 200 of which were in the US. Only had like 5 or 10, right, Yash? I forget what the exact number was, but it was very low, right?
Really low. Yeah.
And then made $7,000. How does that compare? So he launched back in last August and he's making just a few hundred dollars and then boom, hit the spike. And I'll give you, I don't have the other slide. I have the other slide here. Let me grab the other slide. I'll give you some data on how much he was making before we ran this growth hack. And I'm super excited about this. So let me show you guys the other screen as well. Oh yeah, I did do it. My bad. It's right here. Okay. Here it is. So when he launched, he's just making $100, $400, $800 was his highest. and then boom, and it's maintained. So I pulled the stats for all of February. Now that it's in March, he made $6,000. And if you look at sales by source type, you can see that it's all through App Store search. So really, really cool when it hits. Now, it doesn't always hit like this, but when it does, it hits, right? And now he's been able to, without any spending any money on marketing, gets to make $6,000 all organically because we did the right ASO. We gave that ASO a big push by driving all these downloads. And we told users now, when we have the high ranking, hey, we've got a lot of ratings. You should trust us. So it's a great, it's you're essentially running this for all for free. And that's why I've considered this the greatest growth hack in the world. So I wanted to lead off with something awesome. All right, Yash, let's get into some of these questions.
Yeah.
Mine. All right. Kalpesh is here. Lars, good to see you. Luca. Okay, Luca. All right, Luca. Since Luca's here, he's got a reminder. All right, Luca said, so let me pull this up. So Luca's got a great app, and Luca's been tagging me on Twitter. So I reached out to him because, Luca, I saw your app. So another alternative to an app advice campaign, right? So here's the app advice campaign. App advice gone free, right? This is it. Okay. So Luca, with Indie App Santa, it is a paid. So here's Luca. Yeah, thanks, Luca. All right. So Luca's app, it's a great app. It helps you recall anything. And I'm going to pull it up. So I'm not trying to make you guys dizzy, but calm down. All right, here it is. This is Luca's app. Okay. And Luca said, I messaged Luca on Twitter. And I was like, hey, is it cool if I share this on our live stream today? He's like, yeah, go for it. I'll give you a plug too. Let me just make sure he didn't say anything else. Okay, cool. So he did a price drop, and that's what Indie App Santa did. Now with App Advice, you have to go free. Otherwise they won't cover it. But Indie App Santa, because they're a paid platform, right? You have to pay them. And so, but when you pay them, you can actually do a price drop. And so Luca did an App Advice campaign, but he also did an Indie App Santa campaign. And so did I, by the way, and I made it for free. I got 20,000 downloads. And in comparison, when Luca did it, Luca, I'm hoping that you're okay with me sharing all the numbers, but he was able to get 3,000 downloads for his app and roughly about 1,000 of which bought. So it becomes a more ROI positive promotion versus App Advice. You're like hoping that it all takes off. Now you won't get the downloads. You won't get the like 15,000, 20,000 downloads that I got for my Indie App Santa campaign when I made my lifetime offer for free, but you will make the money. So I think Indie App Santa is great if you have, let's say, you know, you're a mature app and you want to give this new ASO a little bit of boost. You want to get your revenue a little bit of a boost. Then run Indie App Santa versus App Advice, because Indie App Santa, at least you'll make some money. And it's really, unless they charge more because I'm promoting them, but it's about 140 euros to get on Indie App Santa. And if you start making some money, you can make, let's say, $1,000, $2,000 from it, which is not rare, then it's a great platform for you guys to check out as well. And just reach them out. Reach out, DM them on Twitter. It's just Indie App Santa on Twitter or X, and then he'll hook you up on how to do that too. All right. Thanks, Luca. Good to see you. Luca, did you only join because I said I was going to mention you? All right, wait, let me message your app too. Here, this is Luca's app, so go check it out. IIRC, just pretty much try to remember stuff better. So really cool app there, Luca, and congrats on the success of the app. All right, Yash, let's get into some questions, yeah?
Yep, let's do it.
All right. Shane, that's right, Shane. Sorry, dude. Raycast, hello, mate. You must be in the UK or Australia. Howdy, mate. All right, Ronnie says, any idea why your app was not able to get to the top slot like you expected? Yeah, it's a great question, Ronnie. Look, I think it's a part of the algorithm, right? Like it's the thing that if I had that superpower and I knew every app, every keyword and every app could get to number one, trust me, I wouldn't be doing this every week. All right. I might do it every month, but definitely not every week. But look, the algorithm changes all the time. And that's the variable. We think we're knowledgeable. Like obviously I was able to pivot and find different keywords around the same space. And so what I did when I was doing ASO, when I built our app, was I was doing keyword research and I had maybe five or six keywords that I felt like, okay, these have decent volume and low competition. So I spent $60 roughly in that first month to make $900. Just FYI, I didn't rely on paid marketing when that first month. Now I did run some Apple search ads just to push the app a little bit, and that's been okay at the most. But yeah, I didn't do anything else besides ASO in that first month. All right. Paul says, what if it's too late? As in, we've already built our app in a fairly competitive space. I found less competitive keywords, but still struggling to rank higher than 20-ish in these keywords.
I'll go about answering it, Steve. Paul, what you can look forward to doing here is that if you are already ranking, let's say for 20th position for that particular keyword, go in and start running some paid ad campaigns. That should definitely give that keyword a little bit of push and it should start ranking higher for you. But make sure that keyword is always a low difficulty keyword if you are targeting that one. The high difficulty keyword wouldn't really, you know, and Andrea, unless I would say that you wouldn't spend, let's say $100 a day on a keyword, it wouldn't really rank for you if that's the one with the high difficulty. So always make sure that's a low difficulty keyword. Even if you're going to push it by, let's say, $30 or $20, $25 a day, it should start moving up. Yeah.
Yep. I like it. And then, yeah, on that note, maybe you want to talk about, so like even on ASA, what Yash discovered. Oh, I got Yash. Oh, what am I doing?
Yeah. So one of the things that I discovered recently was that, you know, what we all tend to do is that we all try to focus on the keywords that have high traffic volumes, and we kind of insert those keywords and bid on them on Apple search ads, right? So what I discovered was that I was going after high traffic keywords too, but at the same time, I was going after five traffic keywords too, the ones that have the lowest traffic on the App Store in the United States or whatever country it is. I tried to bid on those keywords and I saw decent data coming in. So you can see that first keyword over there, right? You can see the data over there. So it got me a good spin. And you can see the taps and installs that I've gotten from that keyword so far. But one of the important things that you guys might want to make sure here is that you need to have that five traffic keyword somewhere in the metadata, placed somewhere in your metadata. Now, it could be your US metadata, could be your title, could be your subtitle, could be your keywords field. It could be somewhere in your Spanish Mexico too. But yeah, let's just make sure. But and the other thing that you might want to make sure is that this five traffic keyword that you want to run this strategy on should be like really relevant to your app. Like, you know, it should look to you as if, you know, if I'm gonna look for a keyword, you know, if I'm gonna look for my app, which would be that keyword apart from something that has already a very high traffic. And that's what I did here. I found that keyword and then I just ran a campaign and it worked. So let's make sure that, you know, you kind of not leave that five keywords somewhere and always target them as well and see if the data floats in. Steve, you're on mute.
One important note, Yash, is that you were doing this on a broad match campaign. So this wasn't an exact match. This was a broad match campaign where this was a five traffic keyword that Yash was bidding on. And Yash, any reason why you... Wait, let me finish the thought here. So it's a broad match campaign. It's a five traffic keyword, but it forced Apple to find new keywords that were related to it. And it was very specific to the app that we're working on right here. And you can see it getting most of the spend. So it sort of forces Apple to find new keywords. And it's a very relevant keyword. It just doesn't have, on its own, doesn't have any search volume. Yash, any reason why you're having a really high max per tap?
Yeah. So what I was doing here with this campaign is that I had a CPA goal placed. So just in order to get as much impression share as possible, I tried to raise the bids and I went like real aggressive after all these keywords to see the data coming in. And the cost per acquisition was like really low that I placed in there. It was somewhere around the CPAs that you see.
Did you have a cost per goal?
Yeah.
Cost per goal. Did you set cost that in there in the, in the ad group settings?
That's correct. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Do you remember what it was by any chance? Like $2,
$3? It was $1.75, I believe.
Okay. So yeah, just so you guys know, let me just Yash has a really high cost per tap but in the ad group settings of this, and I don't want to reveal the client, but in the ad group settings, there's a setting for cost per acquisition goal and Yash had a 175. So Apple will always take priority over the cost per acquisition goal. But then because he has a really high bid, it's sort of like hacking the system to make sure that we get the impression share that we want while still maintaining the ideal cost per acquisition.
Yep.
And then Paul, to finish the question here on yours, look, I had an app that was in a competitive space. It was a motivational quote app. Here's one thing you can do. Start looking at the websites that might exist, but they don't have an app, right? So always continually, always continually do keyword research, because new keywords can pop up. And I'm trying to figure out a way to find these new keywords. Back in the day, the Google Trends, and looking at Google Trends in your category to see what new keywords are popping up, because we found a new keyword that popped up and we implemented that. We got it to number one for this keyword. So Ronnie, sometimes it does work and I get to number one, sometimes it doesn't, but I got to number one, and then that app was making no money. And then it made $1,800 at its peak, all organically, because of that one keyword. Completely changed the game for us. So continually do keyword research. And if you tell me your category, it can help you kind of figure it out. But just start putting some keywords in, and then, you know, that's how we were able to find that keyword.
And just one more thing to mention here. Sometimes you won't really get to know all these keywords by, you know, trying to find, if you are trying to find them with the help of these tools, you might not find them over there. So you might want to conduct a manual research on your own to find out that, okay, you know, these are the top primary websites that actually exist in your category so far. And then go in and go into Google search and, you know, type whatever your keyword is, and then start seeing the websites that try to appear up, copy that domain name, and, you know, search for that domain name's volume on the App Store. And you might see high traffic and low competition for those keywords over there.
We're not telling you to infringe on any trademark, so be careful when you're doing this strategy. Yeah. I'm just saying, think about it. Not promoting you to do it. I'm not telling you to do it. I'm just saying, I've heard some people might be doing it, but I'm not telling you to do it, right? My wife's a lawyer, so I got to make sure legally we're not liable for anything. Hakuna Matata says, from your experience, is increasing the monthly price over $5 or $10 a big hurdle for the conversion rate? Hakuna Matata, it really depends. I would do a lot of pricing tests, because higher price means higher perceived value. So I believe that, I just talked about decoy pricing. There's a reason why we don't get many people buying our monthly and yearly. It's because it's a decoy. It's not meant for you. It's meant for, those prices are only meant to make the yearly look more attractive. That's how I do it. Okay. Five Live says, Steve, how do you set up a lifetime offer in both iOS and Android? I don't know about the Android side of things. And this campaign on App Advice is an iOS only campaign. Lifetime on iOS, pretty easy. Not, I already went through it. Come on, Five Live. Non-consumable in-app purchase, submit it as a full price. That's how you do it. Your developer should know how to do it. It's not that easy. George says, Steve, I wonder what's the reason for you having that lifetime option. George, so different countries only want lifetime. And so, like, especially the German market, they want lifetime. So definitely worth trying out lifetime. The reason why I had it personally was I wanted to run the App Advice campaign, and I wanted to do a price drop. So that was my main reason for it. But I just left it in there because people were buying it. And so I might remove the weekly or the monthly after a while, just so I can have three plans versus four. But I'm going to A-B test some pricing, and I'll keep you guys posted in there. You got to join the community at Masters Academy, okay? It's a really great community. There's a lot of insights that I'm not sharing from you guys that people in the community are sharing. So go check it out, man. I can't plug it enough. If you guys can't work with us, afford us on a service level, that's the best spot, is to join the Academy, because we meet every month. There's a lot of great insights happening, a lot of great questions. It's a vibrant community. So go join that community. All right. There's an event coming up called Indie App Santa Sales that devs can sign up for if their app wants to go on sale that day. Okay. Yep. Okay. Thanks, Ronnie. Indie App Sales. Oh, Indie App Sales. Yep. Alternative to. Okay. That's a good one. How can we ask for this campaign app advice? Alex, just Google it. Go to App Advice and go to Apps Gone Free. And then there's an email down at the bottom, and you'll get it.
Okay? Yeah. So,
pretty easy. What's up, Miguel? I'll pitch this great growth hack as a same domain of an AI app. I will follow same advice and do it within a week. Okay. You didn't hear from us. We didn't tell you to do it. Okay. Confession.
Yeah.
Sultan says, I see great info as always. Good. Albish said, is this same tactic will work for Google Play users?
Are we talking about App Advice campaign or Indie App Santa here, Kulpesh?
Probably, because it's 9:14. So yeah, probably. Yeah. No, Google Play has their own apps. Reach out to them. If you go look on Google Play, and do AppsCon free. I'm going to do it. I'll pull it up. Hold on. And I have no relationship with any of the Google Play people, so that's why I haven't really talked about them. But there's these apps right here. App Sales. Oh, there you go, Ronnie.
Oh,
maybe
yeah.
It's the same person. But App Sales, these guys, reach out to them and see if you can get coverage on them. Will. Whoops. I hope you didn't hear that part.
Right. I think one more thing here for Kalpesh real quick. Kalpesh, you might find some subreddits if you will go on Reddit that might want to, you can just go in there and then post your app over there. Some people might want to download your app from there just in case.
Yeah, we talked about this subreddit in a previous live stream, but there's a subreddit called App Hookup.
Yeah.
And you can do a price drop here or a free campaign, and you just have to post it on here yourself. And this sometimes just getting on Indie AppSan or App Advice, people will just post your stuff on Reddit. So they have we got to read through it, but this is the format that they want. Platform, app name, price drop, a little description of it, and then the link to the app, and that's it. So this is how you do it on Reddit. All right. I'm dying here. Okay. Alex says, do we agree for dates and app advice for the promotion?
Yep.
Because I need to prepare. But yes.
Yeah, we do agree for dates and app advice. So basically what we have to do is like someone mentioned earlier on their comments, how do we reach to app advice? So there's this email mentioned over there in their website down. So you can just go in there and let them know that this is my app and this is when I'd like to promote it. And, you know, you can just let them know that as well, that what is your in-app purchase that you would want to showcase as the free one, and then they would just get back to you.
Okay, and Paul says, thank you. I was definitely looking into paid ads, so it's great to hear. Five Live says, Steve, my app is super regional, Texas and Florida right now. Does Indie App Santa or App Advice still make sense for me? Not really.
Yeah. I mean, you know, App Advice would only make sense if you are covering United States as in whole and the rest of the world as well. So right now we see that you're only covering Texas and Florida. We don't really think that App Advice is going to work here for your app.
Yeah, it wouldn't make sense. Live. I would just try to find different communities in Texas and Florida. What would make sense for you is to go after the sports teams of your specific states. From an ASO perspective, they have good search volume and low competition. All right. And then somebody said, JW says, please don't remove the stream. So much good info here. Thank you, JW. We don't ever remove the streams, bro. They're always available. So bookmark it, come back to it. And Ronnie says, more of a suggestion than a question, but you should definitely do a video comparing TriAstro to other ASO tools. It's getting popular with indie devs now. Mateo might love talking to you too. Yeah, make that connection. I actually bought Astro as well. I'll make a comparison. I've been wanting to do this, Ronnie. Hey, free up some time for me, bro. All right. Like we did this way back in the day where we really compared all the data of all the different ASO tools because we specifically pay for almost all of them. And so we can do that with TriAstro as well. But TriAstro is really awesome if you just want, for indies, if you just want an affordable solution to like track keyword rankings. I think that's a great, it's $100 a year. Go check it out. All right. Let's see. Marat says, my new app ranks for all keywords down than 16. No way to grow. Marat, go join the academy, bro. Like, honestly, I give you all the secrets. Okay.
Yeah.
What is the best way to rank using ASA? Go ahead, Yash.
I mean, just go in, start running ads, see the data coming in. And then when you see that, okay, now these are the primary keywords. So you might want to run all type of matches. So go for exact match campaign, go for broad match campaign, go for search match campaign, see what scales the best for you. And then whichever keyword converts the best for you, try bidding higher on that one to grab the most ad impression share. And that's how you'll start ranking up.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, in the community, you would know exactly, Marat. People just talked specifically about this question. It's just keep bidding on these keywords and see, be aggressive, right? Do that trick that Yash showed where you have a cost per acquisition goal. Focus on those, like, let's say 5 or 10 keywords. Have a cost per acquisition goal that's reasonable and then bid really, have a really high cost per tap and see what happens. Because sometimes ASA will improve your ASO keyword rankings. You just have to be a little bit aggressive on that, on those keywords.
Just one thing to mention here, like Steve said, you know, so I don't know, but I've heard some, a lot of people focus on, let's say, 200 or 300 keywords at once and try to grow their organic presence that way with the help of Apple Search Ads. I would rather say that, you know, like Steve has been mentioning on all the live streams earlier, always be niche and try to go after 10 to 15 keywords or 20 keywords so that you can monitor the data closely. And then, yeah, just go aggressive after those, see what happens. I mean, those should be the primary keywords that you should be focusing on. So don't go after those 200 keywords. Focus on those 10, 15 first. See what happens with them.
I really like this idea, Yash. Fishy says, I made my lifetime $5 more than yearly and saw an 8% revenue increase as people opted for it instead of trials. 40% conversion. But A-B test this, that's other apps won't buy the lifetime. That's $2 more. Yeah, I like that strategy. That's one thing that I wanted to try too. All right, Tawid says, what do you think about Google Ads? I saw many people doing good with Google Ads.
Yeah, people have been doing good with Google Ads too. One of the important things that you might want to take a note of when it comes to Google Ad is that if you are located in US, then go into US. There are several tools available as well now. So you can just go in the Google the Google search engine and figure out what are the volume of the keywords in the United States at this point in time on the search engine. Not only on the Play Store side of things, or on the iOS store side of things, on the search engine too. And then place those keywords, because Google always have, you know, several types of placements. So they might showcase their ad sometimes on the search engine too, right? So go in there, figure out the right keywords for you that actually have volume that are relevant to your application so far, and then insert those keywords in your titles and descriptions. That would make your ad more visible to the people.
I love that, Yash. Focus
towards the target audience.
That's great advice. And Google for Google tends to work the best. Google for iOS, hit or miss. All right. Keep the questions coming. Is there a limit on how many keywords I should optimize my app for?
Not really.
Nope. Doesn't, if you're brand new, start with 5 or 10. If you're big, yeah, try to conquer it all. And we got big clients, we're trying to conquer it all. So is it a bad idea to add lifetime upon launch or after a couple of months, maybe even restricting for existing users? Bro, this is a question that I would get from people that aren't making money. So you correct me if I'm wrong, right? But stop thinking that you're thinking in a fixed mindset rather than growth mindset. I think you should just launch with lifetime on launch, because again, make that first $1,000. Once you have that, then go ahead and tweak all you want. But, you know, that's why I launched with lifetime, because I knew I wanted to make it for free. You know what I mean? And so I was like, hey, let me get to $1,000 really fast. And then let's reinvest those earnings versus then constantly investing and banging your head about seeing like 2 months later being like, where am I? Right? Like, do it, bro. Like, you're in the beginning. That's when you can get crazy. When you're stable and you're like the calms of the world, that's when you can't get as crazy anymore. So
yeah,
it's more fun in the beginning stages. So have fun.
Have fun. Test as much as possible. That's how you'd be able to figure out what's right for you.
Do you know any websites that do go free?
Really?
We just did a bunch, Alex. I'll put together a list a little bit later. And then this is Remu. This is good. Why do you seem to avoid Meta ads on this channel? I don't, bro. You just not shown up all the time. We talked about it 2 weeks ago. We talked about it last week. We are always talking about it. So I'm going to do more. I don't feel like an expert in Meta ads, so I haven't done a dedicated video, but I do feel like I know enough right now to be dangerous. And so I've sort of just put all this knowledge together and I will be doing it. Right now, we're just really busy creating content. All right. Let's see what J-Dub said. First money coming in from your apps is a big motivation to work harder. Exactly. Make that money first and then start worrying about everything else. All right. Let me see. All right, Yash, you take this and then we'll go to the app audits. Kunitata says,
keywords. Oh, shall I go? Okay.
Yeah. Do you optimize for different keywords on Android and Apple?
Yes, of course. We do optimize for different keywords. You always have to optimize for different keywords, right? Why would you keep going after the same keyword?
Absolutely. Everywhere. I mean, look, and there's different search volumes. Some keywords, you know, here's another trick too. There are some Android only apps that get search volume on iOS, right? And then there is vice versa, iOS only apps that get search volume on Android. That's how you start optimizing. So if you're in a competitive space, try to find some Android only or iOS only apps and see if they have search volume on their respective app stores. But yes, sometimes certain keywords will have more volume on Google than iOS, and sometimes the vice versa. So yeah. And then Sakai says, makes sense, Steve. Thanks. Okay. I was right. Okay. Good. I've been doing this for a long time. I've heard it all. Ooh, look at this. 47. Look at that, people. I love it.
Oh, just one more thing to mention here. If you guys are still missing on the another hack, which is the US App Store has now started to index 8 more localizations, don't miss out on that. That's the big thing, dude. Go for it. Always. Start putting your English keywords in those other localizations so that you can start ranking for those English keywords in the United States. So make sure that you play with that as well. Don't miss on that.
All right, let's get into, I know we got some questions and we'll go a little bit longer if we can, but let's get into the app audit side of the equation, because I know maybe Daniel's here and maybe Justin's here, but we like to start off every dad joke, and Yash doesn't have any. Do you, Yash?
No.
Okay. Yash doesn't have any. So I'll be playing against you. Whoever's in the comments, leave your favorite dad joke. The first person to leave a dad joke, I will play with you. If you beat me, I will do a free 20-hour session with you. And just email me and I will give you that link. And so we can schedule a call. Any questions you have, I'll reveal it all. So get ready for your dad jokes and we'll get into the app audit side. Let's do it, baby. All right. Don't cheat. All right. Who's got the dad joke? I'll go first and then I'll wait for somebody else to have a dad joke. And then I'll battle with that person for this first one. All right. Here we go. Yash. Do you know the difference between a boulevard, an avenue, and a crescent?
No.
Yeah, sure. Because if you do, you're pretty street smart. I thought it'd be funnier to do this sound effect versus the other sound effect that I usually do. So, all right, who else got one that wants to battle with me? Okay, here we go. Kalpesh says, I'm sure this is a joke. Why did the back end developer break up on his first date? All right, Kalpesh, give me
why.
Why, Kalpesh?
We're waiting for you, Kalpesh.
I know. Punchline.
All right, see more comments.
Okay, here we go. Because he didn't follow beat practice, do not use all cache in one query. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Because he didn't follow the best practice, do not use all your cache in one query. There it is. All right. And Marat, I will play with you next. So I'm going to make sure I remember your joke in here. All good. All right, put K if you thought Kalpesh's joke was better than mine, and put S if you thought my joke was better too. I'm going to fix my camera settings because it's auto-focused. There you go. All right. Let's get into the app audit. And if you want your app audit featured in a future live stream, well, just go to appmasters.com/audit. And you can also sign up for a 1-hour consultation with me if you want that, where I reveal everything as well. All right. Let's get into Daniel's app. And we're talking about all about ASO keywords and screenshots. Here is Daniel's app, Gratitude. Yeah, she's got some pretty good ratings, man. 771. It's a Gratitude Plus. It's a journaling app for Gratitude Journal. So what do you think so far?
Yeah, so, okay, few things here. One of the important things that I noticed here is that we are repeating some keywords here. For example, gratitude and journal. It's been repeated in subtitle as well. So I would say that do not repeat keywords. Repetition always hurts. Something that we have tested on, I still remember that, Steve, we were testing back in 2022, somewhere in the mid of 2022, straight for 2.5 months. We were testing this thing that, you know, does repeating keywords actually hurts or not? And we kind of conducted this test 2.5 months straight. We tried to repeat keywords in title and subtitle, subtitle and keywords fields, title and keywords field, title, subtitle and keywords fields, and then go to Spanish Mexico. Same thing over there too. something that I found working was only one thing. If you are going to be repeating keyword in title, subtitle, and keywords field, that is going to help you for sure. But nothing else apart from that.
Okay. That's interesting.
Repeat that keyword 3 times in title, subtitle, and keywords field. That's going to help you, but nothing else apart from that. So don't repeat keywords unless you follow this one, because we have seen everything. It has hurt us. It has improved us on rankings. So the one that I'm saying improved us on ranking is the one that I've just mentioned. Mentioned it 3 times, title, subtitle, and keywords field. That would help you improve. Now, it's not like it will always do so, but I've seen it working. But it will always hurt if you are going to repeat it 2 times. It could be title, subtitle, it's going to hurt. Subtitle, keyword field, it's going to hurt. Title and keyword field, it's going to hurt.
So Yash, maybe we take, let's say this is gratitude journal, which we know has pretty decent traffic.
Yeah.
And then you would change this to gratitude journal plus. You have social gratitude journal. And then the keyword field, you put gratitude, comma, journal.
Yes. And then you'll have to lead with that keyword in the keywords field. Like the very first keyword should be gratitude journal itself.
Yep. I love it. That should, and then maybe even run some Apple search ads and get aggressive with gratitude journal.
Yeah.
And yeah.
That'd be great. And
yeah. So that, there you go, Daniel. That's what I would do too. And what I would try to do is like social gratitude journal, like lead with the primary keyword in their first screenshot rather than say share gratitude with your favorite people. Social gratitude journal, share with your social people. I love this app idea, by the way. I think this is really cool. The screenshots are really good. Reflect easily. I think, you know, what I would say for the screenshots, this is very like functional, right? And so rather than be like easily reflect on the good in your life, be like spread positivity. You know what I mean? So like always about empowering people. I'm always about cheerleading, being a great cheerleader for everyone else. And so this is what I would lean on. Like create groups with family and friends. Like, okay, boring. But if you say like, hey, spread positivity, have a growth mindset. These are things that people would really relate with. These are more benefits rather than an actual feature of your product.
One other thing that, I've noticed something in the screenshot. So we don't really have any social proofs in here. It right says here that 4.8 ratings, but can you scroll? Can you scroll a bit more, Steve? Yeah, yeah. Scroll a bit more. Yeah, oh, there you go. Yeah, this one. So this should be your second screenshot, dude.
Yeah.
Focus on that one and have it at the second position, because people always want to see if you have a social proof. So make sure that you utilize these that you have. You have
to combine some of this stuff into here. You don't actually, you can not have a screen of your app. Apple might reject it, but just make sure you find the right developer. I mean, the right reviewer. But yeah, you can't, we have done it with other clients where we'll just, there's no screens of the app. It's just the number one gratitude journal. And then like as seen those logos. So try maybe, Daniel, combine these logos into the first screenshot. Try to make that work too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's get in. Should we get into the app itself? Anything else you want to cover here? Let's see if you can use Spanish Mexico.
Just one more thing that I'd like to cover from the screenshot side of things is that, you know, you kind of already know that what are those keywords that you would really like to rank for. So you can always make sure that your marketing copy on the screenshot should focus on those keywords too. Sometimes that helps as well. So if you would, so you would have your keywords in the screenshots in your marketing copy, that should help you as well.
All right, let's get into the app.
These are cool things too.
Daniel. Hello, welcome to CRG Plus. Love it. Yeah, reduce stress, boost happiness, this and deepen your most important relationships with gratitude. That is great marketing copy. That is what should be in the screenshot. I mean, obviously there's a lot of words here, but that is what you should do. There people love it. Have I talked to you, Daniel? I got to look that up. Talk to somebody else wanted to do. All right, develop gratitude. I'm always gratitude. I'll probably reduce stress.
That's a bit about you.
Damn, Yash, I'm going to be on the different thing soon. Okay. So if you don't need this, I would not do this. Daniel, look at your data. See how many people actually sign up. Because if you don't need it, then don't ask people to sign up. Show the paywall before you ask people to sign up. I'm going to skip this for now. Yeah, because if you are seeing a big drop off in the sign up rate, then definitely try to show this paywall before you ask them to sign up. like move up everything before this paywall, then hit this paywall. Then if they hit X, ask them to sign up. And then if they don't sign up, then fine. You lose them anyways. So do it that way, Daniel. And then view all plans. Yeah, this is where, you know, I would increase the prices here from the monthly because I want to make the yearly just look better. So right now, monthly is $60. Yeah, that's great. But like, it's not that big of a difference. Maybe make it like $6.99, $7.99 because people might not buy. And then for an app like this, you know, I think just do it to $99.99 for the lifetime. But Daniel, you can run our lifetime hack here too. So I'm going to see what happens when I hit X here. Okay. Like that. This is a discount for those who are just listening. So he's giving me 50% off, which is a great deal. And then it says, all right, let's, I love this. What am I grateful for? I'm grateful for Yash.
This is nice. We kind of always want users to do something inside our app and not really leave the screens empty. So you are leading us to do something here, which is amazing. And this should be increasing your engagement a lot more than, yeah. This is nice.
Do a YouTube live stream. And then what I'm also grateful for is beating Kalpesh. Yes, sir. Take that, Kalpesh. Okay. Oops. Sorry, I spelled that wrong. Save. Sure. Okay. Cool. I love this. Now,
nice.
Daniel, maybe think about this. Maybe show that discount after I do this. I don't have any data to support this, just brainstorming with ideas with you. And, you know, look at how many people see that discount, but maybe here is the better approach. I did the same thing with the Productive app in a previous video. And I thought that was the change that I would make because then boom, you gave me that dopamine hit, right? Like you did everything right. And so, yeah, this guy's been following the channel. I can tell. Here's all the best practices.
Yeah.
All right. Ronnie says, solid looking app, Daniel. What's up? The other Daniel's here. What's up, DR? Okay. Let's get into, I like this joke. Murat, I'm going to pass your joke. What do you call a fake noodle? An impasta. Heard it. Sorry. I'm not going to do that one, but I will do this with Ramus. Okay. Ramus, where's the punchline, bro? You guys got to put the punchline. Otherwise, I'm not going to read the joke. All right. Put your punchlines because it's going to help me better. Okay, I like this one. All right, brain jams. And I've talked to you in the past, so let's do brain jams. Me versus brain jams. I'll do brain jams first.
What are the green grapes?
What did the green grape say to the purple grape?
Breathe.
All right. Let me know if you guys like that. Womp womp womp. Better. Okay. All right. Here's mine. Yash. Why is food on a private jet so boring? Because it's a little plane. Okay. So put S if you thought my joke was better, and then put who do I go get? It's brain jam. So put B if you thought B brain jam's joke was better. All right. Let's go into some of the other questions that people might have. Marcel says, what tools do you recommend for tracking in-app events when running ASA?
Tracking in-app events when running ASA? We don't really use tools to track in-app events. Like, okay, are these like in-app events? You're talking about the in-app events from the... Oh, okay, gotcha. So it could be any MMP, right? So you can try any.
Here, I'll jump in, yes. So sure. I think he's talking about in-app events and, you know, tell me Marcel if I'm right or wrong, but these type of in-app events, right? So you'd have to look at App Store Connect, Marcel, and that's how you track it. You can look at there are details for in-app events too, for each individual in-app event. And then it's really hard to track. Now I feel like in-app events are actually hurting ASO. So this is great timing, Marcel. Because here, I'll just look up Fruit Ninja Classic, right? Fruit Ninja. And we have an app that we were number one for and we dropped. So here, what Fruit Ninja Classic is doing really well is what in-app events used to be was it would only show it if you had downloaded the app before, right? And so within, when you're creating the in-app event, make sure you select lapsed users,
right?
Not all users, because for one of our clients, we were number one for a keyword and we helped them get to this number one keyword. We have our first screenshot has that keyword in that first screenshot. We've noticed that it helps with the keyword rankings, because obviously if you're searching for this keyword and your first screenshot says this is exactly what we do, that tap through rate for that keyword is going to be high and that install rate is going to be high. So Apple kept us as number one. When we put an in-app event together, because it helps with ASO, we also made it appropriate for all users. And then a couple of days later, our rankings went back down to 2 and 3. And so we think that's why it's happening, but be careful with in-app events. Make sure you mark lapsed users, not all users. Okay. All right. Ronnie says, can adding localized languages for your keywords negatively affect you at all if you do it poorly?
No, really not. It wouldn't really affect any of your keyword rankings if you do it poorly, but make sure you optimize it as much as possible. I mean, that's the only thing to add here, but it wouldn't really affect anything. But make sure that you don't repeat anything. That's one thing that could affect a lot of things there.
Ronnie says, we love more retrospectives on app audits after they implement your changes, whether the comments y'all make help or did not help. Yeah, Ronnie, I don't actually hear from most people, but here's what's happened before. People will reach out like 6 months later and be like, that works, Steve. Thank you so much. And, you know, consider even hiring us. So it's on you guys, Daniel, it's on you to let us know if it worked or not, and then come back and let me know. But yeah, Ronnie's got a lot of opinion for, and it's the first time I'm seeing your name, bro, but all right. I hear you, bro. I like it. All right. Kalpesh says testing is restricted in launch period, having no customers to test. So not able to do any conclusions. Okay. Kalpesh, look, run some ads or go to like usertesting.com, betatesting.com. There are other ways. You just got to get creative, bro. Like don't just rely on family and friends. Have a community, reach out to people. It's not impossible. Just test it out. Literally go to your coffee shop, be like, hey, can you check out my app real quick? I'm happy to buy you coffee. Come on, bro. All right. Murat says, Steve, please tell me exactly what you mean by localizing in different countries using the same keywords in English. And Yash, what trick did you mean? All right. Let me pull it up, Yash. I got a visual for you.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. That'd be awesome.
Okay. Got a haircut. Let me see. How we get on time? What time is my haircut? 10:45. Okay. I can go a little bit longer, but not much longer. All right. Here we go. Here you go, Murat.
All right. So here we can see that the US App Store, the primary language for that is English US, but the secondary languages do include Arabic, Chinese, simplified Chinese, traditional French, Korean, Portuguese, Brazil, Russian, Spanish, Mexico, and Vietnamese. Now, for the longest time, we already know that Spanish, Mexico, we have been including English keywords over there, but App Store has now started to index 8 more languages. So if you are not running any sort of revenues from, let's say, Saudi Arabia, from countries like China, from France, from Korea, from Brazil, from Russia, or from Vietnam, make sure that you put some of your English keywords in these localizations to rank better for those English keywords in the United States, right? So treat these localizations as an extension of your keywords field. Like, you only have that 100 character limit for your keywords field. Treat these localizations as you now have 800 more character limit, right? So put those English keywords in that 800 more character limit that you have.
Here's an example too, Murat, is you can see for one of our apps, we have a different subtitle and a different title. And then in the Spanish Mexico, we have a different title and subtitle. So try to have a balance between both. It's US and Spanish Mexico. And then you can utilize this. And then I know George has a question. I'm constantly hearing about using other localizations, but I can fit all mine in regular US. So George, that's fine. But then in the title of Spanish Mexico and subtitle, target those other keywords that you're not able to fit in the title and subtitle of your US. That's how you go about it. You can keep the keywords fields the same if you want, but that's what we've done in the Vietnamese and in the Arabic localizations. We have put different keywords in the title of those localizations and in the subtitle of those localizations, because title and subtitle have the highest weight. There you go. All right, Nurik says, what's your perspective on friend tracker apps? ASA is good, but sometimes too expensive for CTP. So what do you think, Yash? I'll let you go, and then...
How is organic perspective on friend tracker maps? I don't know what he means when he says friend tracker.
So it's an app that allows you to track your friends, family, you know, it's like Life 360. What I would say is ASA, Nurex, look, what I talked about in January, if you were here for the live stream, was focus on other markets. Like focus on other markets. And it, look, I know the US is the biggest and, you know, they can spend the most, but honestly, you can find Germany, you can find Switzerland. There's all these other countries that people are ignoring that you can really get some leverage on. So try other countries too. All right, let's get into the next app. I know. Who voted? Okay. Nobody voted? Come on, guys. Okay. SSB, Steve. Okay. Ah, nobody can beat me. That's good. All right. all right. Let's see. Marcel says, I'm running ASA campaign. I would like to track the trial conversions alongside App Store Connect. What tools would you recommend to track? Oh,
yeah, sounds right.
All right. You're using the same, like, all right, verbiage as in-app events. Okay. Go ahead, Yash.
Yes, I'd say that, you know, there's no particular tool as such. There are a lot of MMPs available out there. You can try any of those and you'd be able to track all of your in-app events via those MMPs. And as you integrate Apple Search Ads with those MMPs, you'd be able to figure out, okay, what's happening with these in-app events now.
The easiest way, Marcel, is to use RevenueCat, okay?
Yes.
If you don't want to afford, you know, they're very affordable. The other way is to use custom product pages. You can't track trial conversions, but you can't see sales. So you might not get the actual, as you allude to, in-app events, meaning trial conversions and trial starts and all that stuff. But using App Store Connect and a custom product page specifically for your ASA campaign, it could be the same screenshots, by the way, right? It doesn't have to be different. But you create a custom product page, you call it ASA, and then you show this custom product page in your ASA campaigns. That allows you to track your sales, your downloads, all from ASA. And right. You don't need all that stuff. And then your hair's still fine. Don't worry about it. I still need a haircut. Okay, this is getting too long. All right, I like to just clean it up a little bit, but thank you. I appreciate that. All right, let's get into the next app. Justin's got an app. NCE Prep, and Justin wants advice on ASO and onboarding. Yash, I love these type of apps. I love these niche apps.
Yeah.
Awesome. So let's look up NCE, and because I'm going to assume that's his primary keyword.
Yeah. Oh, it's chunky.
He's up here. Oh, man.
Right.
The number one app, easy to beat. Justin, yeah. If you were in the academy, you'd probably be number one for this keyword. But all right.
One more thing here, I don't know how the Spanish Mexico looks like, but yeah. I see a lot of keywords being targeted in the US in the title. So one thing that you guys might want to take a note of here is that, you know, the more keyword that you are going to use in the title, let's say if the title has the 100% of weightage, right? So if you are going to put 5 keywords in the title, that 100% weightage is going to get divided into 5 parts, right? So it's like 20% of weightage has been assigned to each keyword. The less keywords that you put in the title, the better it's going to be for you. So Steve, you know this as well, right? So
yeah.
we guys were using this, like, you know, back in 2019-18, when we used to put just one keyword somewhere in the title and just boost up like crazy. So I would say that if you are not really ranking for NCE right now and you are not running any sort of ASA, maybe just go in and use Spanish Mexico, put NCE, just NCE as the title, the NCE keyword in the Spanish Mexico title, and see what happens after that.
Yep. Love it. Oh, now he's number one for this one, but I'm sure there's no, is there volume for this? Yeah. So, look, Justin, I know you put national course exam, and I like this keyword because this one has the most traffic. Put that keyword in here. Study you know, NCE prepped. You know, put some social proof. Do that, and then go sign up for the academy. We have some strategies to help you get to number one. Cause I don't know what the difficulty is. All I know is, here's all I know. I don't know the difficulty of this keyword, but here's all I know. I love these niche apps. because I'm assuming you have a bunch of apps. Yep. I love it. And I also know that when you're niche, you're more likely to convert. And I also know the people that are beating you have less ratings, even though you guys are so optimized for the same stuff.
Yeah.
So with all that said, I know pretty confidently that you should be able to rank number one. I'm going to plug the Academy because you know what? I'm fucking proud of that shit. So go sign up for the Academy, Justin, if you want the inside secrets of this. All right, let's look at his app real quick because he wants onboarding experience. Yeah, put 2024. That's what I'm saying. It's like, put 2024. Like, even on the app icon, that's the last thing I was going to say. Even on the app icon, like, put NCE big and bold and put 2024 at the very bottom. It's going to increase your... So even if you don't want to sign up for the Academy right now, do that. Look, there's a reason why they did do that. And put 2024 because it has search volume. All right? And then come back to me and update me because Ronnie wants it. we gotta impress Ronnie here. He might not come back anymore. All right, we're going to hit allow. Love it. I would still put the date here too. I love the streaks here. Monitor how well you're doing. Okay. Okay, like it. Mm-hmm. Pass guarantee. Love it. Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, I like this. I like this pricing. Yeah, I like this pricing. Okay. So, Justin, I don't know what your data looks like. Think about potentially putting a trial in there, like a 3-day trial just for the 6-month right now. Here's what I do have data on. Stop making your 6 months look cheaper. Make these guys look more expensive. Okay. Just put $99 a week, cram time, $24.99 a week, a month down here. So that way I can just easily compare $64.99 right here. And then make these, so $10 a week times, what is that, 52? That's $520. Okay, this, a month in 6 months is 25 times 6. What is that? Yeah, 150. So it's $150. So now they can easily compare that, like, hey, this is hella cheap, right? Versus what you're kind of doing right now. So I think that'll help you. That's free shiznit for you guys. I wasn't going to share that, but all right. You got it out of me. Not sure. I like it. Hard paywall right here. Try it for free. I like it. And this is why I love niche apps, because you can get away with hard paywalls.
Yes.
You rank well for that keyword. They're looking for that particular solution. You can get away with hard paywalls better here. Love it. Everything else here, like, I think you should just leave them into the daily quiz right away. Like, I get lost. I don't know where to. There's too many options now. It's overload. Yeah. Like, I'm just kind of like, what else do you want me to do? So you'd be like, ready to start your daily quiz? Absolutely. Let's go.
Yeah.
And just get it going right now. Oh, wow. I don't know. But, okay. I'll let you figure out the rest. Right, I'm just going to go through it.
Did we simply keep the streak going one more?
Yeah. See, and then now I get the dopamine hit. Now you can even say, "Hey, want to save? You know, give a discount right there."
Yeah. Okay. Right.
Justin, you're not asking for the review prompt, so maybe even after I finish that first quiz, that's why you might want to. It's only 3 questions, anyways. If you get me to finish that first quiz, you give me that dopamine hit, kind of like Daniel. I think he did the same thing. I finished my gratitude journal. He then asked me for that review. So definitely add that to the review as well. All right. Since Ramusa Mega said, and my hair is looking good, let's go a little bit longer, Yash. I've dominated all the dad jokes. Nobody can beat me. Thank you very much, you guys. You can't beat me. So, all right, let's get into some of the question. Steve.
Okay.
I tried so many ASO hacks, but my app is still deeper in the ocean. Maybe I don't have reviews or ratings. Academy, bro. Academy. All right. Okay. I think we got most of the questions. Yep. I got you, Marcel.
Yeah.
All right. You saw Huzman says, I have a question. Should we use I have no idea. Should we go on Apple AdMob ADA during Google app install campaign? One of my accounts was suspended because this, I don't know what you're, Usman, I don't think, be careful with AdMob. Obviously, you know, it's the number one concern that everybody has. Google has suspended. We're in part talking with Google and trying to do more content together related to AdMob. But anyways, it shouldn't affect it. Just make sure that AdMob isn't turned on during testing mode. So just make sure you do that properly. All right. Any tips to get reviews for a new app? Hey, rewind, bro. I just gave you the greatest growth hack. Start from the beginning. Yeah. All right. Come on. Get out of here. All right. Thanks, Steve. George says, thanks, Steve. So alternate the power of title and subtitle. Romaine. Yash, you said not to repeat keywords. You said to not repeat keywords. So do you mean among US index localizations or within one localization? I think you said the opposite.
I would say both, honestly. Don't repeat it in the US index localized. So if you're using, let's say, United States, don't repeat it over there. If you're using Spanish Mexico, you can go aggressive with some keywords in title and subtitle, but in the keywords field, make sure that you have the different keywords that you haven't targeted in the US keywords field, because you are treating Spanish Mexico as the extension of that US keywords field, right? Mm. So you might want not to repeat the keywords again, right? Why would you waste that character? So title and subtitle, go aggressive after the keyword that you already have in the United States for Spanish Mexico or any other localization that I've talked about. But for the keywords field, don't repeat those keywords again that you have already targeted in US.
All right. But you said we can, like, if Gratitude Journal, we can repeat it all three places. Yeah. It does work. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. That's the only thing that works.
Okay. Ross says, is using typos as keywords and keyword fields matter? Journal, 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 journal.
No, we think that Apple's smart enough to pick that. So we would not really target these keywords. But if they do have a lot of volume, you might want to consider going after them then.
Yes. I would say, that's what I'm going to disagree with Yash. I would say yes, go after them. Now, with the caveat being, like what Yash said, if they have traffic, we're actually trying this with one of our clients. So here, as you can see, when I put journal app, Apple says, we're showing search results for journal app, right? So you don't want to go after journal, J-O-I-R-N-A-L app. But when I put just journal itself with an I instead of a U, stoicism comes up. So Apple didn't say, hey, we're showing you results for journal. So this is when, assuming that journal with an I has traffic, this is when you go after that particular keyword. As long as Apple is not auto-correcting, because there's no point if you're going after something that Apple is already auto-correcting, there's really no point. But you can see, Murat, there's different search results for the different misspellings that you put in there already. All right. Ramusa, I know, I think you're saying about your joke. I'm going to stay away from your joke, okay? But people can read it in the comments. He says, can you give advice for growth hacks where most of our users are top of the funnel, i.e. not searching for our keywords or related keywords? Bro, hit rewind, same works, right? Yeah. Look, the different growth hack is find the Reddit communities, find the Facebook communities, find the different communities that you serve, and then figure out ways to go through that. All right. Yep.
One of the other things is if you can find some WhatsApp groups, that would be great too. That helps a lot.
Yeah. I can't figure out how to do that. We got to figure out how to do that.
We are trying to figure that out, but yeah. And that would be awesome if we can do that.
Yeah. I mean, when that growth hack, the 100,000, I think that, I forget which client it was, but when we ran the app advice campaign, we saw a bunch of downloads through WhatsApp as well. So that's the power of app advice. Like, people start figuring that out. All right, Five Lies says, Yash, congrats on the new role at Masters. Cheers, mate.
Thanks.
And Akshita says, so proud of you, Yash. Live stream with Steve is going amazing well. That's your sister?
Yeah.
Good to see you.
She's my sister.
All right. Cool. Thanks, all right. Akshita. Murat says, why was the math book sad? Because it had too many problems. There you go, Murat. All right. We got no other questions. If I missed a question, leave a comment below. But I think we got through all of them. Yash, anything I missed you want to make sure we cover?
No, I think we have almost covered pretty much everything. Yeah.
Yep, I think so too. Hey, I'm honored. I'm grateful for you being a part of our team. grateful that we've been able to grow this company together. So congratulations. I will echo Akshita's words. You've been an instrumental part, and I love your work ethic and everything. So, you know, I'm proud of you, bro. And I'm glad that we can continue to grow together here as well. So thank you for joining me today. All right. Okay, guys. Sir, I have a question. All right. Yeah, Ronnie says, thank you so much. And then Louis says, all right, give it, let's end it, daily workout. Go ahead. What question do you have? I am married. I think that's the first question. So I'm not available.
We'll start from 0 to 1 million.
How to start a video from 1 million. All right. So this is, let's end it well. Here's my, make sure, Aluk, you cover this too. How to start from 0 to 1 million. This is the wrong question to ask, in my opinion. Because I'm going to assume you're not even making $1,000 yet. So here's how big game companies, here's how all companies do it, right? You start off with 0 to 1, not 0 to 1 million. 0 to 1 is the hardest part. That's why I focus on try to earn that first $1,000, because I can tell right away, you know what? People who have been making $5,000, $10,000 are not asking this question because they've shown product market fit and they're growing. So you're thinking too far ahead and you haven't figured out anything yet. So I can tell from that question that you're just starting out. It's the wrong question to ask. How do you get from 0 to 1? And 0 to 1 in this case is how do I get to my first $1,000 in revenue? And then you start scaling, because that is the hardest part. You're focused on too many wrong metrics right now. Because don't forget, before Facebook became a billion-dollar company, it was just Harvard only. Don't forget, Uber started with just a black car in San Francisco. Don't forget, Airbnb was nowhere around the size that they are. So they had these aspirations. I'm not saying don't have these huge aspirations. What I'm saying is, how do you get to 0 to 1? How do you break up the 0 to 1 million into different goals and different milestones? Because you think about 0 to 1 million, you don't know what's going to happen from 0 to 1, 1 to 10, 10 to 100, and ultimately 100 to 1 million. All right. So there you go. Daily workout. I also want to join 0 minute. Good luck, bro. Well, good on you, mate. All right. That was awesome. Wide words. Thank you. Thank you, Luis. Cool. Yeah. I think you guys are delusional. All right. You are a good joke teller as well as good motivational speaker. Preach, Steve. Thank you, guys. All right. Well, no better way to end that. I will be sharp next week with the new buzz. Next week, we are going to be talking to Belcher. He's a past client of ours. I hope he doesn't mind me sharing that. But he's found success as an indie app developer. He's going to show you indie app developers who want to go from 0 to 1 million, how you can go from 0 to at least six-figure exit, because that's what he's been able to accomplish. He builds apps to sell, and then he sold recently. I think it was definitely one of his apps. I don't know if there's been a handful, but he sold his app for 6 figures, and he's going to break down all of that as an indie app developer. And that's why I say fuck the 0 to 1 million. Think about 0 to 1, 1 to 10, and then 10 to 100. All right, guys, join us every Friday, 9 a.m. Pacific. Here, it's your favorite Friday. It's the Friday motivation that you didn't know that you needed. So tune in, hit that subscribe button, leave a comment below, do all that YouTube stuff. Help me feel better about always coming on every Friday. All right. Have a great weekend. Yash, thank you so much for coming on and doing this.
Thanks, man. Thank you, everyone. Right,
have a great weekend. I'll see you guys next Friday. Bye.
Tired of overpaying for app store optimization? Get unlimited ASO and app marketing support to increase your keyword rankings, downloads, and more importantly, your revenue. Learn more at asomasters.com.
Thanks for listening to the App Masters podcast. For show notes and amazing app marketing content, check out appmasters.co.